Next up is Autumn and Sonic Mega in a scene from Cruel Intentions that I like to call, wow, Autumn is really sexy.
Do you care to tell me what Mrs. White Trash and her stupid daughter are doing in my house?
I'm just taking the poor girl under my wing. The parental units called while you were out.
Lovely. How is your gold-digging whore of a mother enjoying Bali? Zipping through my inheritance per usual?
Hopefully, though she suspects that your decrepit alcoholic father is diddling the maid. What's wrong with you today? Therapy not going well?
It was fine. I'm sick of sleeping with these insipid Manhattan debutantes. Nothing shocks them anymore. I'm beginning to feel like I'm losing my touch.
Oh, poor baby. Well, you can relax. I have a mission for you.
What?
You know Court Reynolds, son of Garrett Reynolds.
You mean the Nazi who dumped you over 4th of July weekend?
He didn't dump me. We had a parting of ways. All right, he dumped me. I went to great lengths to please Court. Huge sacrifices were made on my part to keep him happy.
Swallow?
What do you think?
Sorry.
In any event, my feelings were hurt when I learned that he had fallen for someone else. Someone chaste, pure, innocent.
You don't mean...
None other than Cecile Caldwell. I don't find this very funny.
So that's what this is all about.
We'll get together and plan your curriculum.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. When I get through with her, she'll be the premier blowjob queen of the tri-state area. And poor little Court's heart will be shattered.
Why go through Cecile? Why not just attack Court?
Because if there's an attack made on Court, it could be traced back to me. I can't allow that to happen. Everybody loves me, and I intend to keep it that way.
I see your point. Though why should I care?
I need you to seduce our young Cecile. Introduce her to your world of decadence and debauchery.
Sounds intriguing.
She's quite cute, you know. Young, supple breasts, a tight, firm ass, and an uncharted booty. Be her Captain Picard, Valmont. Boldly go where no man has gone before.
I can't.
And why not?
Oh, come on, Catherine. It's too easy. But I thought high school was only 4 years. I mean, please. She knows nothing. She's seen nothing. I could have her under the table at Owl Bar sucking me off before the appetizer arrived. Go get one of those moron friends of yours to do it. I have a reputation to uphold.
Oh, but diddling the therapist's daughter is a challenge?
And Sonic missed the line, so I'm gonna do it. That was just simple revenge. What I have planned requires sheer genius. Not that he has a southern accent.
I'm not interested in the latest dating tips from Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Shut up and turn to page 64.
Is she for real?
Oh yes. I've read it over and over again. This baby's the real deal. Daddy's little angel. A paradigm of chastity and virtue.
BFD. What do you plan to do? Fly to Kansas and woo little Dorothy?
It just so happens we're not in Kansas anymore. Our little angel's father has accepted the new headmaster position at Oakwood. She's staying with my aunt up in Connecticut while Daddy sells his house. Can you imagine what this would do for my reputation? Screwing the new headmaster's virginal daughter before school starts? It will be my greatest victory.
You don't stand a chance. Even this is out of your league.
Care to make a wager on that?
I'll think about it.
Oh well, duty calls. Time to add another chapter to my work of art.
Oh gee, your journal. Could you be more queer?
Could you be more desperate to read it?
Oh, Sebastian, about that little wager of yours. Count me in.
What are the terms?
If you lose, then that hot little Porsche of yours is mine.
And if I win?
I'll give you something you've been jerking off about ever since our parents got married.
Be more specific.
In English, I'll fuck your brains out.
What makes you think I'd go for that bet? That's a $70,000 car.
Because I'm the only person you can't control, and it kills you. Do we have a deal?
No way. That car means everything to me.
It would feel so yummy.
Fine. deal.
Happy hunting.
You recording?
Uh-huh.
What's this about? What's this uh-huh?
Autumn, like, drips sex or something in those lines.
I know.
It's hot.
She did two takes of that whisper line, and I really want to put him as, like, my outgoing message on my phone or something. But then I get a lot of creepy old men calling me. Sonic, you sound exactly like Ryan Reynolds to me, and he's, like, one of my favorite actors, so just saying. You have, like, the same voice quality and sort of line delivery. I want to say you mispronounce debutantes, but that might be, like, a regional thing. I don't know.
No. We pronounce it debutante over here, too, on the other side of the country.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's
a northern thing. I'm so bad at geography.
I don't know.
Like, you're southern, right? You're southern, right? Right?
I don't know where he's from.
No, are you southern?
Me? I'm southern, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're in the south on the east coast, and I'm in the south on the west coast.
I'm in the south, but I don't claim to be southern.
I know, but we Californians don't call ourselves southern either. Unless it's Southern Californian, but anyway. So, I don't know, maybe it's like in the northern areas of... Yeah.
It could be. It could be, or you could have just not known how to pronounce it and mispronounce it.
Come on, if let's that make was excuses. The case, that's what we love doing.
You should check it, huh?
We love making excuses for our actors. Dylan,
well, no, I'm saying
Dylan, you need to cast Sonic Mega in something where he's not a complete asshole, so we can see if he can play something else. By the way,
he was Ross in Friends last week. That's not an asshole.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
I'm gonna take Renee's word for this, that Ross is in fact the asshole of the group.
No. You can take my word for it, because I have all 10 seasons on DVD.
So did Renee and Ashley.
Well, did you think Ross was being assholish in his scene last week?
I don't know. He sounded like an asshole.
Well, he's not.
Yeah! Anyway. You keep casting him as assholes who like gambling.
No, if that was the case, he was a different type of asshole in this scene than he was last week.
Right, but regardless, he needs to break away from being an asshole.
Well, you can have him on your team next week and give him... He can be Tommy proposing to Gale from the mineshaft. I don't care. Your laugh was really funny, Sonic, to get back to what we're supposed to be doing. Like, all three takes of the laugh were different, and they all sounded real. And you should give Valkyrie some laughing lessons, I think. The only thing I have to say for you that's semi-negative is I would have liked to have heard you be a little bit more like... kind of vulnerable when the deal was made, like the inner turmoil that was going on, because it's like that's the one area of your life that you're powerless over, is you really want to bang your stepsister, but you don't want to like give up that power. So I don't know, but Autumn, I thought you were perfect as Catherine. Like, you had that sort of snobby, condescending, evil, plotting vixen thing going on.
It was hot.
And that whispery, yeah, that whispery line you did towards the end, like, I really think you're gonna have some creepy fanboys after this, and you're welcome for that.
Pole Position will start obsessing over you instead of KT again.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Don't you remember that one time when Pole was like, yay, KT, and then Autumn was like, aw, Polly, you don't love me anymore?
We're not allowed to make Pole Position jokes anymore.
We're not?
I was told off for that. Aww. Although he deserves it after that thing he did to me at the top of the show.
But
you
it
guys
was
were
really,
both really good in this. I thought this scene was an epic win for me.
It was a hot scene, I gotta say. I think you both did excellent.
I couldn't see Sonic Mega pulling this off as well as he did. And that's not a knock at Sonic Mega. It's just I didn't think that he was going to be able to do it that well. And you were really good in this, Sonic Mega. So kudos to the both of you.
Yay.
Shragatree, do you have anything else you want to say about this?
Not really. I liked it. I haven't seen Cruel Intentions, so I have no point of reference.
I'm going to go stalk Autumn's Facebook now, after hearing those lines.
Is she the one with the sexy feet, or is that Adelaide, or is that KT?
No, Adelaide has the sexy feet.
Okay.
Autumn has the ones that look painted and creepy.
They weren't painted. It was the shadow.
Adelaide chose a picture of everybody's feet, Autumn, and Your feet look very creepy and painted. Just want to share that with you.
It's the shadow.
They look like they were They look like they had camo paint on them. You should not let her have that picture.
Aww. But it's such a great picture. It's very hot. Yeah, I'm done.
How did we go from critiquing the scene to critiquing her feet? Next up is Suddenly C and Rain Campos with a scene from Dogma.
Who the fuck are you and what the fuck are you doing in my room?
I'm the one who's soaked and she's the one who's pissed. That's Rich.
I'm calling the cops. Breaking and entering, attempted arson. They're gonna lock you up for life.
No dial tone.
You cut the phone lines. Get the fuck out of here now!
Or you're what? Hit me with that fish. Now just sit down on the bed and shut up.
Oh God. You're gonna rape me?
I'm not going to rape you.
Take whatever you want. Just don't kill or rape me.
Oh, bucket. Enough with the raping already. I couldn't rape you if I wanted to. Angels are ill-equipped. See? I'm as anatomically impaired as a Ken doll. You meat puppets and your arrogance. You think everyone's just waiting to rape you.
What are you?
I'm pissed is what I am. You go around drenching everyone that comes into your room with flame retardant chemicals. No wonder you don't get laid. Like I was saying, I am the Metatron. Metatron. Don't tell me the name doesn't ring a bell. You people. If there isn't a movie about it, it's not worth knowing, right? I am a seraphim. The highest choir of angels? You do know what an angel is, don't you? Metatron acts as the voice of God. Any documented occasion when some yahoo claims to have spoken with God, they're speaking to me. Or they're speaking to themselves.
Why doesn't God speak for himself?
Oh, so glad you decided to join the conversation. To answer that, human beings have neither the oral nor the psychological capacity to withstand the awesome power of God's true voice. Were you to hear it, your mind would cave in and your heart would explode within your chest. We went through 5 atoms before we figured that out.
Are you going to kill me?
I could for what you did to this suit. Unfortunately, I can't. You called.
Called how? How called?
All that from 2 words. Color this angel impressed.
How do I know you're an angel?
Oh, you mean besides the fiery entrance and the expansive wingspan? You people kill me. Fine. You want my proof? How about a tequila?
Where the hell are we?
The only place one can go for a good tequila.
We're in Mexico?
Actually, we're in the Chili's down the street from your house. But it's still an impressive trick. You don't mind that I lost the wings, do you? I'm trying to keep a low profile.
I suppose it would be too cliché to observe aloud that this is the weirdest dream I have ever had.
Can you imagine how insulting it is to converse with someone and have them insist you're a dream? If I had an ego, it'd be bruised.
What do you want with me?
I'm to charge you with a holy crusade. You do know what a crusade is, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't give me that. The last time I charged someone with a crusade, they had to look the word up.
Why am I supposed to go on a crusade?
Yours is a heritage divine. And you don't seem to be doing much lately.
I work in an abortion clinic.
Moses was a drunk. Look what he accomplished. And no one's even asking you to part an ocean. All you have to do is go to New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Sure. Go to New Jersey and visit a small church on a very important day. Agreed?
That doesn't sound like a crusade.
Aside from the fine print, that's it.
What's the fine print?
That's a confirmation for me that the girl is out of existence. Damn, this is good tequila.
Wait. Repeat that.
Damn, this is good tequila?
The first part.
Details. Stop a couple of angels from entering, thus negating all existence. Gotta hate when people need it spelled out for them.
Clarify that.
That's the problem with you people. You need everything clarified. No leaps of faith whatsoever. Alright, you want the whole secret origin? Here goes. Back in the old days, God was vengeful and hot-tempered, and his wrath was borne by the angel of death, name of Loki. When Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, that was Loki. when the waters wiped up everything with the exception of Noah and his menagerie, that was Loki. And he was good at what he did. But one day, he refused to bear God's wrath any longer.
Why?
Because he listened to his friend, a Grigori, by the name of Bartleby.
Grigori?
One of the choirs of angels. They're called Watchers. Guess what they do?
So they're like guardian angels.
Exactly like that, but different. So one day, Loki's wiping out all the firstborn of Egypt.
The tenth plague.
Mentioned something from a Charlton Heston movie, and they're suddenly theology scholars.
Seymour, I didn't think you had much to you after last week, and it was honestly sort of a coin toss that we even kept you, as bad as that is to say. You were like the last person we picked, and we just kind of chose you sort of randomly. But I'm glad we did, because you came back hard this week, and I was really impressed with what you came back with. And same with you, Rain. Like, you did a good job of slowing it down so it was easier to understand you. And you did a good job with all of the, like, exposition and stuff. And we kept you around last week because we wanted to hear you in a scene where you weren't mm-hmm. narrating. And I think you did a really good job. Also, I cut out half your line at the end, and that was totally my fault, and I'm an idiot. I did not mean to do that. Okay, thanks.
Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this last week because I usually take it for everyone else's word when people talk too fast, but I could understand you last week. Maybe it's because I heard you, like, over and over, and I knew what you were saying. Regardless, I didn't think you spoke that fast last week. And then this week,
well,
it's such a drastic change from last week. You spoke a lot slower, and for the most part, it worked. There were a couple of pauses that were really awkward.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. You almost moved to talk too slow this week, and I hate to, like...
So find a happy balance, and you'll be perfect.
Yeah.
And then, Seymour, I believe that when you started the scene, I was like, oh, cool. I don't know what's going on, but it sounds good.
Just because I had the word fuck in it.
Yeah, and then, like, it started getting into it, and I don't know, maybe it was, like, both of you sort of lost it somewhere along the line. I'm not really sure, because I'm terrible at paying attention, apparently. Why am I a judge?
I don't know, Chugga-Chug.
This is, like, two times you've made this mistake, Dylan.
I know, but you're co-producing this, so you can do whatever you want.
That's true. Anyway, so I felt like somewhere along the line, particularly Seymour lost it, but, like, at the same time, it wasn't entirely bad.
Compared to last week, I was expecting a lot worse.
Oh, okay.
From you, Seymour. No offense.
Well, I didn't check out who it was, and actually, at all. And then you said Seymour, and I was like, oh, it's Seymour. Cool.
Oh, it's
Seymour. No, I was like, oh, it's Seymour. Cool. Because it was better than last week. Definitely. I think. I'm not entirely sure.
I think, in my opinion.
I think what you do is you hold back from really, like, I don't know, it always sounds like you're holding back some. Like, you could go the extra distance. But it works more... Honestly, it works more for Bethany to be a little more reserved than it did for Olive. And I think for Olive, I was hoping that you were going to be over the top and you weren't. And yeah, anyway. It was better this week, even with, like, emoting and whatnot. Dylan, please stop me before I go on about something.
Chugga-Tree, stop.
Thank you, Dylan. I needed that. I'm going to hand another tangerine. Yeah?
I thought we were going to kill ourselves earlier.
We did, Dylan.
I was just hoping you would kill yourself and I would stay alive and it would be like a way to...
Okay, Dylan, if that's how you want it to be, then I'm going to press the button.
Do it. Did you stop? We're on Yahoo chat and she pushed the hold button, so now I can't hear anything she's saying. So I'm just going to stop the critique. Okay.